Tefillah for Life, Shir number 23, Wednesday, Parshas Kisetze. We are discussing the importance of brachis and how they play a vital role in davening, but more importantly, in all areas of Avodas Hashem. The entire day, we are constantly making brachis. Now we have to remember, we are not going to change completely and all of a sudden start making brachas with kavana and making brachas properly. And we shouldn't raise, so to speak, such high expectations. But we should realize that the more we internalize the importance of brachas, slowly but surely we will emerge Hashem advance and understand the chashivas of brachas and start putting some effort into it. And eventually, one day, yes, we will make brachas properly, completely, with kavana, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to make the bracha. But the Yetzer Hara tends to tell people that, let's face it, I'm not going to turn over tomorrow, so why bother? Why bother advancing in brachas, which is such a large inyan, which covers so many parts of my day? What are the chances that I will make a bracha properly? And that's a mistake. Because Rome wasn't built in a day, nobody will ever grow if they expect to turn overnight. It takes time, like everything important in life. It's brick by brick and step by step. And the more we internalize the realization and the importance of brachas, we will be shocked how quickly we can advance and truly make brachas properly. So now we are trying to get to the bottom of the lashon of the bracha, the main part of the bracha. And we discussed Baruch Atah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha. But let's focus on the second word, Atah. And that is an amazing word to think about. Because we are telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah, you are the source of all bracha. We are talking to Hashem. Now think about that for a second. You can't say the word Atah to somebody that's not completely focused on you unless you think he's going to turn to you and talk to you. But you don't say Atah unless there's someone in front of you and you're having a conversation with him. So basically, every time we make a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and we are talking directly to him. And we say Baruch Atah. And as we've explained, based on our attitude, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us. So when we say Baruch Atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, turns to us. So when we make a bracha, we are talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, as we will explain further in the bracha. But that should really be the most important part of the bracha. Atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am talking to you. You are listening to me, someone that I wouldn't even dream of having the chance of speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every single time I make a bracha, I talk directly to Hashem. And when we think about this, this brings us to the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real and he's engaged in my life. Because if we would think about just a little bit, that every single time we make a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here and he listens to us and he turns to us, so to speak, our entire attitude in life would change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. He's involved in our life. He's taking care of us, even if we don't see it. And the more we repeat to ourselves, Baruch Atah, Hashem, I'm talking to you, that's why we say it 100 times a day. Because the more we repeat it, the more we'll believe it and feel it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're here, you're interested in me, and when I talk to you, you listen.